Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison. We are live downtown beautiful Green Bay here at WGBW, the talk of Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zommers, it is a lovely town. If people have not visited Green Bay, and of course, very proud of the Packers, right, at Lambeau Field and all of that, but there's also a whole lot more to do than just the Packers and Green Bay.
Yeah, there definitely is. When I was living with my parents in Manitowoc, we definitely went to Green Bay fairly often, you know, to go to the mall or just any other number of stores or concerts. There's a lot there, but it doesn't feel like a big town.
No, it's a cool town. The working people here, great vibes. There's art here. There's music. There's shopping. There's the beautiful, of course, Lake Michigan, rivers. You got the Fox River, other things. I mean, it's beautiful.
So. Well, Lake Michigan is beautiful. The Fox River depends on where you're at.
Well, you know.
But maybe I'm just biased.
I'm not saying I'm going to swim in it, Mr. Zommers.
Okay, all right, then we're good. As long as you don't try and swim in the Fox River, because that would be a mistake.
Have you ever done a polar plunge? I mean, have we ever talked about this before?
I don't know if we've talked about it, but I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, in Boy Scouts, I think.
Oh, I have not. I just don't. I'll never say never, but I cannot see myself doing a polar plunge. I mean, I'll do a lot of things.
I would not do it again.
You would not do it again.
I would have done it again before some health issues cropped up that now I feel like if I did it, I would probably just pass out.
We don't want that, for goodness sake.
Yeah, passing out under cold water, not the move.
No, not the move. Glad to have you along in hour number two. Coming up later this hour, our friend and colleague, Mr. Pete Swaba, the host of the great program every evening from 8 until 10 called Nightlight. It is a chance for you to get up to speed on all things entertainment. He talks to people, comedians. He talks to singers, songwriters, movie people, both locally, statewide, and nationally. And he's one up on us, Mr. Zommers. He's also on television. You know, he's on Wisconsin Public Television. And when I told my stepmom, Mary, that, you know, Pete Swaba, she was, oh, you mean Pete Swaba, who's on Wisconsin Public Television?
That's so correct, yeah. You know, I bet if you wanted to, we could get you a TV show. Or at least...
I had a TV show back in college. It was called... Have I ever told you this?
Yeah.
It was called Sunday Night. Sunday Night with Todd Albaugh back in the old Peeville down there. Yeah. Kevin O'Connor helped out a lot. Troy Everson was our sidekick. Kind of had John Krinke was our drummer. Tom Vandenhaven was my band leader. I had a live band. And the theme song for the show, let me see if I can think of the name of it. Things Ain't What They Used to Be. That was the name of the show. See if you could dial up that for a little outro music.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Things Ain't What They... Or we'll do it at the bottom of the hour. Things Ain't What... That was the theme song of Sunday Night with Todd Albaugh.
Andrew in Maine says YouTube is cooler than TV anyway.
Well, I guess, you know, cooler for the kids now, right? Streaming. But anyway, Pete Swaba will be along at the bottom of the hour. Want to finish up, and Mr. Zommers, I just sent you a cut here of Nikki Haley. I want to finish up because I think this is an important cut. We were talking about this immigration deal that the MAGA GOP is killing. Again, many, mainstream conservatives. I wouldn't call Congressman Dan Crenshaw a mainstream conservative. He's a MAGA Trump person. I mean, maybe John Thune of South Dakota is a mainstream conservative, but this is not, these are not rhinos, Republicans in name only, as some people like to call them. These are people who are tried and true red conservative Republicans who have negotiated this immigration deal. It's a real thing. It will actually help in what's happening at the border. But Donald Trump has killed it for all intent and purposes, because he said it would give a political win to Joe Biden. Here is Governor Nikki Haley, U.N. ambassador under Trump, campaigning in South Carolina. Here's what she says about the deal and slamming MAGA Republicans.
And they should not leave D.C. until they get us a border bill. And no, we are not waiting until the general election to do this. And it's irresponsible to say that Congress has to wait until a general election because Trump is worried that he's going to lose. There's a lot of reasons we got to worry Trump's going to lose, but you don't sacrifice national security to do it.
How about that? I mean, I applaud Nikki Haley, right? I mean, look, I don't agree with her on a lot of things, and I wouldn't vote for her for president. But I'll give her a lot of credit for having the chutzpah to stand up and call it like it is. Now, if she also, once she drops out, and she will, but if she also says I'm not endorsing Donald Trump, I'll actually have a heck of a lot more respect for her. But yeah, I give her a whole lot of credit. I sent you another clip, Mr. Zomers. When you got it ready, let me know. It's from J.D. Vance. And this is a guy suggesting that it's completely un-American what's going on. And the Lincoln Project retweeted this and said, these people only respect the very few elections they win. And the rest they're promising to throw out. It's democracy or this. Those are the stakes in 2024. Here's what J.D. Vance, another guy from Ohio, who is, you know, not a liberal, is a conservative Republican. Here's what he's saying these days about the whole mess.
Let me ask you about January 6th. You've been mentioned as a possible vice president for Donald Trump. Had you been vice president on January 6th, would you have certified the election results?
Oh, George, this is such a ridiculous question, in part because the law has changed here. We, of course, had
I didn't ask you about going forward. I asked you what you would have done. I asked you what you would have
George,
done.
George, here's what I think happened in 2020, and I know you guys are obsessed with talking about this. I have to make a point here. You constantly say to people like me, why do you talk about January the 6th? Why do you talk about the election of 2020? And then you ask about us multiple times during a six-minute interview. But look, you ask the question, and I'll answer it. Do I think there were problems in 2020? Yes, I do.
That's where it cut off. That was actually one of the I had two clips. I sent Mr. Zomers the wrong one, but I was still going to use it anyway, so I might as well go there. Here's a guy, and this again, not only are Republicans, MAGA Republicans, opposing progress, bipartisan progress, they're guys like J.D. Vance are doubling down on still having election denial. That's kind of what I wanted to go in the next segment, so we'll go there a little early. Been one of those weeks for Toddy. But I guess I just bring all this stuff up to you as I travel around the state. Again, I think most people want a government that works. Working people want a government that just gets stuff done. That's kind of the bottom line, right? Like you don't have to, you know, redo healthcare always. You don't have to make tax laws that are historical. Just get stuff done. It's the bottom line for Americans, for both parties. And here you have one party, the MAGA Republican Party, Donald Trump, who says he does not want an immigration bill simply because it's bad politics for him. You have J.D. Vance. We are now coming up on 4 years since the 2020 election, which was certified as fair, free, and accurate. Numerous lawsuits, some of which were heard by Trump-appointed judges, threw these cases out, these challenges, or heard them and ruled that no, there was no significant voter fraud whatsoever. The election was free and fair. You have former Republican Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, former Republican speaker, who has said of the 2020 election, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election. And still you have these people like J.D. Vance of Ohio suggesting a completely un-American line that somehow putting that hint out there for the MAGA people, that somehow Joe Biden is not the legitimate president, which has been proven completely 100% false. Joe Biden was duly elected. The 2020 election was free and fair, and Donald Trump lost. And if you look at what's happened over the weekend at my former party, which I left in 2011, you're starting to see a division even greater than was before. Donald Trump over the weekend called out Rona McDaniel, who is the chairwoman for the Republican Party, and said that there needs to be a change. Rona McDaniel, look, I don't think she's done a great job with the party. But the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is going to have their national convention in Milwaukee this summer, 5 months away. And Donald Trump is attacking the chairman of the party. So you should ask yourselves, if you're someone who is like, I don't know who to vote for in November, do you want to vote for someone in a party who wants to attack democracy of the 2020 election, a party that is obstructing bipartisan, meaningful legislation on immigration, and a party who can't even get along with themselves? They're incapable of governing. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe it's Mark in the Sack. Thanks for calling.
Or it is Jack in Merrimack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, Jack. I apologize. Got my lines mixed up here. Jack, go ahead. And if we have to, we'll pick it up on the other side. But start off, Jack. Go ahead.
All right. Well, very quickly. Were there problems with the 2020 election? Yeah, but not until about January 6, 2021. That election, even Trump's Homeland Security said it was the most secure election. Was it a fair election? Look at Wisconsin. No, it wasn't a fair election. Was it an honest and legal election? Yes. But when you're gerrymandered all over the place, it's not a fair election. Nonetheless, Trump clearly lost by millions and millions of votes. And the only issue is with the 2020 election is that Trump and his
Jack, hang on. I'll take a Jack, hang on the other side. We'll take the rest of the call. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jack is back after this. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Arbuckle Show on location in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW in downtown Green Bay. We are here and finishing up this subject on the immigration bill and the lack of compromise here by Republicans who actually helped craft it. And also this comment from J.D. Vance from Ohio, Republican, saying still trying to maintain that there's something wrong with the 2020 election. Finishing up the calls here on the phone, let's go back here on the other side. And Jack from Merrimack, sorry to cut you off, my friend, but we're up against the clock there. Go ahead and finish up. You're just stating that, you know, because of gerrymandering, you didn't think the election was necessarily fair, but it was accurate and free. Do I have that right?
Yes, that is correct. There's no question that election was investigated and recounted and audited and frauded and everything else, and the results essentially ended up unchanged. But again, we've got this issue, and that is none of the Republicans in the so-called leadership position, not one of them, would repudiate the actions that took place on January 6th, the attempted electoral fraud that with the electors that were not legal and the violent attempted insurrection. Not one of them has done that except Chris Christie, and he's kind of out of the loop at this point. Right. Until that happens, How can you possibly consider trusting one single one of those Republicans? Clearly, they're giving tacit approval to an attempted coup to overturn American democracy. That's just outrageous.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
How can you trust them?
I agree, and that's why I've said Stuart Stevens has said this. Again, here's a guy that helped George W. Bush get elected to Mitt Romney, and he said this. You know, he said, look, as much as it pains me to say it as a longtime Republican, there is only one party left, major party, that still believes in democracy, and that's the Democratic Party. I mean, you can't get more Republican at one time than a guy like Stuart Stevens, and he's saying this. Appreciate the call, Jack. Thanks so much, Jack, in Merrimack. It is 23 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zomers, do we have the What's the Worst music at hand here? I left us a little time to do it, but I want to get this in. Because we're in Green Bay. We're in Green Bay, you understand? Home of the Green Bay Packers. The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. My NFL films here. So we have a great What's Worst. Here we go. Time now for What's Worst.
Choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time now once again for What's Worse. There are no prizes. You do not win anything. There is no money involved. It's only your chance to call in on statewide radio and have your voice heard. Here is the category. What's worse, Justin Fields' accuracy or Soldier Field's grass? Their stadium experience, the smell, actually everything. What's worse? The quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields' accuracy, or Soldier Field's grass? Their stadium, their smell, everything about them. What's worse? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us at the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. What's worse? Justin Fields, the quarterback for Green Bay, his accuracy as a football quarterback, or Soldier Field grass, their stadium, their experience, the smell, actually everything. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And if you think this is too mean, oh, Todd, why are you picking on the Bears? Remember, Justin Fields was pretty snarky last game of the season coming up here and saying, well, you know, I'm sure people will be at Lambeau Field because, you know, there's nothing else to do in Green Bay besides play football. That's what Justin Fields said. Come on now. I don't believe that. Green Bay is a lovely town. I'm here. Been here several times. In fact, and see, this is what's great about a city, Mr. Zomers. I'm here at our headquarters, downtown Green Bay at street level. And there's a condo next to us, and I can see up on the third floor of the condo. It's beautiful, like floor to ceiling windows, and there's a realtor showing somebody the condo. And one of the things, maybe I'm just a voyeur at heart, but the fact that you can look into people's houses and see them doing things, it's like live television, and I love everything about it.
I think.
Am I a peeping Todd?
Peeping Todd. Oh my gosh. Maybe, but I think for you, it's more about the curiosity, just people watching. It's not like
a
pervy, gross thing. You just like to watch people and see their lives.
I do. I think it's fascinating because, you know, you have these people all stacked up on different levels and you can look in. Some people are just chilling, watching TV. Some people, you know, are fixing dinner. Some people are having an argument. Some people are making love, I suppose. I mean, I don't see that right now. I just see a realtor, showing somebody a condo. It looks like a lovely condo, by the way.
By the way, for what's worse, Jeff Perry says, taking their current laws into account, Soldier Field grass could mean something different entirely.
Well, that's true. Nicely done, Mr. Perry. Yes. I mean, grass at Soldier Field is a whole different thing now.
I'm going to have to solicit the opinions of my roommates because they're both huge football fans and one of them is an Illinois native. And just the chance to talk crap about Soldier Field to him is worth it. So I sent him a text. We'll see if he responds.
Does he enjoy a little Soldier Field grass?
We'll find out.
What's worse? This is our what's worse for today. Maybe we'll take it into the next half hour here. Pete Schwab, host of Nightlight, is going to join us after the break. What's worse, Justin Fields' accuracy or Soldier Field's grass? The stadium experience, the smell, actually everything. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have you ever been to Soldier Field, Mr. Sommers?
I have, but not for a game. It was a concert. I saw Rammstein there.
Rammstein? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Funny you say that. By the way, somebody texted in on the text line, WAUK, says, "Honey, close the drapes. He's back looking at us again." That was fantastic. Speaking of my voyeur looking across the street here. Anyway, I went down years ago. This is in the 90s. And when the World Cup was, one of the sites, the venues for the World Cup was Soldier Field. And I saw Germany, and I can't remember who it was. Kevin O'Connor, my former broadcast partner, and I, who is from beautiful Schaumburg, Illinois, a suburb of Chicagoland. And we went down and saw Germany and somebody else play. And I have to say, that trip to Soldier, it was a lovely summer day, breeze off the lake. The stadium was kind of unremarkable, but the field itself looked nice. I don't know.
I was more there for the loud German music and the the fire. There was a lot of fire.
Fire? There was fire at Rammstein?
They use so much pyrotechnics. Like it was
really.
It was not a warm day, but I was very warm.
Rammstein. We'll be back with Pete Schwab on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show live on location in Green Bay on Civic Media's Radio Network. WSUP Studios in Platteville, Wisconsin. It's Sunday night with Todd Allball. Tonight's guests include Pete Schwab from Civic Media's Nightlight. And now, once again, here's your host, Todd Allball. There you go. That was very nicely done, Mr. Zomers. That was the old theme song for Sunday night with Todd Allball back at UW Platteville back in the day. I don't do it as well as our announcer did it, but yeah, we had a little show. But I can tell you we're live here on Green Bay. It is the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. And our guest, maybe he should be the host this half hour, our guest this half hour is the host of Nightlight, another great program. In fact, much better than Sunday night back in the 1990s. Nightlight can be heard every evening from 8 until 10 here at Civic Media. Pete Schwab joins us. Pete, thank you so much for being here. How the heck are you?
Todd, it's my pleasure. It's great to be with you. You were sitting in that studio just a week ago, I think, or 2 weeks ago when I was there and you were in Green Bay. And I have to say that WGBW logo looks awfully good on Todd Alba.
Well, thank you so very much. We're happy to be here in your studio, quite frankly. And Pete's joining us from his home right now via StreamYard. And he has this lovely background, which includes a baby grand piano and a floor-to-ceiling fireplace. I said, Pete, is that your house? And he's like, no, it's just a generic background.
You want me to start a fire? I could, for some ambiance, I could get a fire going behind me.
No, I it looked lovely. But you said, it kind of looks like maybe my place in LA. For those that aren't familiar, you're a guy who's been around, and I mean that in only the best sense. In fact, when I told my mom, my stepmom, who is a big fan of public television, Wisconsin public television, I said, this is a couple weeks ago when I did your show, I said, I'm going to be over in Green Bay for election coverage, and then I'm doing Pete Schwab's show. And she's like, you mean Pete Schwab, who's on public television? And I said, yeah, Pete, she was very, I'm just chopped liver, but my God, Pete, you have a following. No, I mean that sincerely. She loves That's you. Nice. People love you. People have seen you. So tell people a little bit about you again. You're on public television, but you did, in fact, spend time out in L.A.
I did. I started doing stand-up comedy when I was at DePaul University in Chicago, which is my hometown. I'm sort of a transplant. Marinette, Wisconsin is now my adopted hometown since I was in junior high. But I did stand-up comedy in Chicago in the 90s. And it was a lot of fun. I got on TV quite a bit, and there was no social media back then, so you didn't have to deal with any of that. But And then I moved to LA. I was there for about 14 years and sort of segued out of, out of stand-up comedy and got lucky and sold some screenplays and got a couple movies made and wrote for TV a little bit. So it was really fun. But about 11 years ago, we came back to Wisconsin, and I still write and try to put projects together and all that, but I kind of stumbled into this TV hosting gig. I was a guest on the show to discuss a movie I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. And then their host stepped down and they needed a new host. So I auditioned for it, and I've been doing it for several years now. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, you're great on TV, and we're so thankful to have you as a part of Civic Media as well. Again, the show is Night Light every evening from 8 until 10, Monday through Friday. Pete, I think that the one person that shows you what kind of a crappy host I am here, one of our people who are going to be on the air hung up already because I've been talking to you too long. But we did this segment last segment called What's Worse? And so the what's worse question was Justin Fields' accuracy or Soldier Field's grass, stadium experience, smell, actually everything. And so Chris, this guy Chris was going to weigh in. Chris, if you want to call back, we'll put you on the air. 844-967. Oh, Mike. See, the problem is I got into Swaba's whiskey, and I've been nipping on it, Swaba, to be honest.
Hey, that's expensive stuff. Take it easy on that. That really helps my drive home every night. So,
drink responsibly. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, Justin Fields' accuracy or Soldier Field's grass, their stadium experience? The smell, actually everything. Now, I think this is kind of funny, but as it turns out, Pete Swaba.
I was born and raised in Chicago. And when I moved to northern Wisconsin at the age of in junior high, I took more abuse than anyone has a right to being from Chicago. So, but I would weigh in on that question. I would argue that Justin Fields' accuracy is actually pretty good. I mean, the guy can throw. He's got a cannon arm. He's hit some tight windows. He's got some other issues maybe, but primarily those around him. But the Soldier Field thing, I'm totally with you. I think it's just the turf there has always been terrible. They really messed up when they rebuilt that stadium without, not building a dome and that. So, yeah, they made several missteps. And the McCaskey family has been bullied by a park district for decades now. So what does that tell you?
Well, and now what's his name? Warren, who was the head of the Big Ten, has gone to run the Bears, and they're trying to make him the Schaumburg Bears, right? I mean, they're trying to move him out of Chicago.
Well, the most recent news that I've heard is I get all these updates from my son. It was Arlington Heights. They bought a big plot of land, but now Kevin Warren is all about keeping the Bears in the city, and I'm all for that. I think a healthy city makes for healthy suburbs, and I think keeping that, I think the Bears location there is one of the most beautiful in the NFL with the lakefront. And I'm all in favor if he can swing it. But who knows what'll happen.
No, I said before he came on, I've been to Soldier Field. I've been out because I love it down by the lake down there, by the way, the observatory and the Shedd Aquarium and everything. I love just hanging out down there. But I've only actually been inside Soldier Field once. That was in the 90s for a World Cup game when Germany was there. And at the time, that particular field for the World Cup was very nice. And you're right, it's right next to the lake. When the weather is nice, it's a beautiful setting in all fairness.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, that's why I hope. I mean, if the Bears are good or stink, they'll still be the best thing about Arlington Heights. So, and the way they've been going.
What? IKEA doesn't rank anywhere for you? I love me some three-story IKEA.
Yeah, that's true. But I wouldn't say there. That would be. Yeah, okay. You got a good point there, Todd. But I don't know. But I think if they stay in the city, it's more advantageous for people who live in the city, obviously. And people complain. All my friends that live in the suburbs, are like, you know what a headache it is getting down there. Blah blah blah. The parking. I'm like, it's 8 days a year. Calm down. Right.
Exactly.
And traffic will be terrible in Arlington Heights too. So there's pluses and minuses everywhere, but it just doesn't excite me. But I'm a city guy anyway, so.
Well, speaking of cities, Green Bay is a beautiful city. We're at our studios downtown. You do your show here every evening. We're talking to Pete Swaba, host of Nightlight, every evening from 8 until 10. And I said, you know, I'm looking out the window here. Now, you correct me during the break that you think is a commercial building. But, you know, I said the building directly across from our studios, I'm looking up on the third floor, floor-to-ceiling windows, and there was a realtor a while ago showing people around. And I am a bit of a voyeur. I enjoy looking in. But now, what is your experience being the voyeed, hosting the show right here with people looking at you every night?
Well, it's funny. We sit there. I sit where you're sitting. Conrad is producing, and we get people knocking on the window. There's a ton of bars down there. So we get drunk people knocking on the window. They want to be on the radio. I had one guy who would not. I made the mistake, Todd, of turning and nodding at a guy once, and then he would not stop knocking. And I'm trying to do this interview, and we've had people try to get into this. So really? I'm proposing curtains, or at least for at night time.
Curtains? Wow. Yeah. Have you ever been flashed or mooned?
Unfortunately, no.
or fortunately, depending upon the person.
I've flashed a few people myself, but
see that, as George Carlin would say, if they keep knocking on the window, stand up, drop your pants, fire a rocket, and that should hold them for about a half an hour.
That might distract myself, and I could get arrested. But that would make for great radio. So
it really would. By the way, that was a combination of George Carlin and Don Rickles. Rickles used to say that. I dropped my pants and fired a rocket. And nobody really knew what the hell that meant, but it was funny because it was Don Rickles.
I think you kind of make the leap as to what it means.
Right. To each their own.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's really fun doing the show from there. And I guess curtains are on the way. I know the guys... Really? Yeah, Mino and the mayor like the windows there. And in daytime, I'd be all for it. The sun comes in, it's beautiful. But
the fact, I'm not sure if you know this, because I've been a guest in the program. On Thursdays, on Mino and the mayor, pants are optional.
So is right that there, true?
Yeah, pants are optional. So stop, if you want to stop by the windows on a Thursday morning for Mino, pants are optional.
I thought you meant pants are optional for Mino and the mayor, which...
Yes, that's frankly, true.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, luckily they've never asked me to be on the show on a Thursday, so probably make citizen
arrest.
It's
breezy. It's breezy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
You do this show, Nightlight, and I love it because you talk, it's eclectic. We talked about comedians. You've had comedians on. You're a screenwriter yourself. You've had other writers on. You have musicians on. What so far you've been doing this, what, 2-3 months? Who are a couple of your favorite people? What's your favorite type of guest to have on Nightlight between 8 and 10 every night?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I love having performers in studio, and we've had several of those. We have Eric Rathsek, kind of a Green Bay local legend who's coming in Thursday night to sing live in studio. I've had a lot of my comedy buddies, and my friend Lance Barber was on, who plays George Cooper on Young Sheldon. He spent some time with me one night, my friend Jimmy Pardo, who's a comedian. It's just, laughter is never a bad thing, even if you're talking about something serious. I mean, there's times when it's probably not a good idea, but we do try to have some laughs at night and kind of chill out a little bit and have some comedians, some musicians, and just kind of make it have that variety element. And, you know, we're not afraid to go out and, like, tonight we're going to talk about ghost stories. In Wisconsin. So yeah, so we find some really fun Wisconsin stuff. I try to focus on culture in Wisconsin as well as culture from all over the place, and hopefully it's a nice mix for people, you know.
Yeah, it's a great show every night from 8 until 10. Ghost stories. Are you a believer in ghosts? I mean, have you ever seen a ghost?
You know, I'm open-minded. I don't subscribe to it, but Todd Michaels, who is the producer of Mino and the Mayor, has gone and investigated ghost sightings and stuff like that. So he's going to come on tonight and talk a little bit about ghost stories. And I had a couple things happen, and I have another friend who I've had on the show several times, Frank Anderson, and he debunks it. He's just not going there. Like, no, it's always really? Explainable. Yeah. And he's probably right, but it's fun to entertain it a little bit. And I'm curious to hear what Todd will say tonight about my experience that I had when I was working the road in a comedy condo setting. So, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm open-minded. I don't subscribe to it necessarily. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but it's fun to talk about.
There is a, after my paternal grandparents died, I moved on to the family farm for a while. It was about a year and a half or so, and I saw a ghost in the nighttime. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it was just kind of like this almost like a hologram, and it was very comforting. And it was not one of my grandparents, but it was just a ghost. But it appeared in the exact same spot where my grandfather died in the house.
Well, now see that stuff. You should
call
in
tonight. I'm not making that up. That's real.
Yeah, you should call in tonight, Todd. When Todd is on, because mine is similar. It wasn't a scary ghost story. I actually had to wake up at a certain time, and all these weird things happened where I was staying, so that I got up right when I needed to get up. And it was just kind of like, whoa. And I just couldn't explain it. And I tried to like go through all the scenarios where the doorbell would have rang at this time and who could have done it. And it just didn't make sense to me. So, and there were a lot of other stories in this particular comedy condo in Milwaukee. So one of these nights I'll do a show just about that.
That's fantastic. Off the text line from WRCE, listening in Richland Center, Joanne from Richland Center says, quote, "I never believed in ghosts until I experience them," unquote. So there you go.
That's probably a pretty popular stance, probably, right?
So what time is the ghost segment on Nightlight tonight?
Tonight, I want to say it's at 8:35 because Todd has to get to bed to produce Mino and the Mayor.
Yes,
and then I've got a guy named Chris Opper coming on to talk about the Door County Film Festival that's this weekend, and possibly, hopefully, an appearance from Mike Clemens to give us an update from Las Vegas. Should be a fun show.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Can you stick around for another 5 or 6 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Pete Swaba, host of Nightlight on the other side. This is the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from downtown Green Bay. Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 on the AM dial, right here from this very studio in which I am sitting. You can hear our guest, Pete Swaba, each and every night on his program called Night Light from 8 until 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Great program, entertainment, news, fun, and as Bill Cosby once said, you might learn something along the way. Although, can we still quote Bill Cosby? I'm not sure about that.
Well, that's a tough one. I sort of try to steer clear.
but a great talent in many ways. Turned out to be a schmuck, but you know, when he was at his best, a great talent.
You know, I had a friend of mine, Dwayne Kennedy, on recently, and we were talking about Cosby, and I said my first comedy album that my parents let us listen to was Bill Cosby to my brother Russell, whom I've slept with. And I don't know if Russell fell asleep willingly or what. I don't know. I want to go there, but it was a great album. It was clean. And then I found Steve Martin a few years later and Eddie Murphy. And I'm like, should I be listening to this? But Cosby was great. You know, it broke my heart that he turned out to be such a creep, you know?
I know. But I always remember that, the intro to Fat Albert. A lot of people don't know, or some people don't know, the old Fat Albert cartoon series. You know, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
You know, Fat Albert. And then at the end, Cosby would say, be careful, you might learn something. And oftentimes you did, right? There was a point to the show. But anyway, history happens and things get goofy. But we're going to talk about the Grammys a little bit with Pete Swaba here for a couple of minutes. We had a passing of Toby Keith today. Yeah. Country singer Toby Keith, only in his 60s from stomach cancer. And here's another guy, for my money, you know, I'm a little conflicted, to be honest, Pete. Want your take on it. A guy, you know, the Red Solo Cup guy and the Red, White, and Blue was very popular after 9/11. But then he goes kind of goofy and starts attacking the Dixie Chicks and kind of goes and attacking LGBTQ people. Then he also toured and supported the USO and created the Toby Keith Fund and did a lot of things for kids. What do you take of these celebrities, these singers, these entertainers? When they pass away like this, what do you judge them on, the good or the bad?
I think you kind of have to judge him on everything. And it's okay to say, I totally disagree with him here. I mean, every once in a while, something happens where it's hard for me to watch someone or listen to their music because I'm kind of disgusted with what happened. But, you know, I mean, we're all human. We all make mistakes. I don't, in this day and age, though, to attack LGBTQ or the Dixie Chicks, and everyone's talking about freedom of speech, and that's all the Dixie Chicks did, that's just not right, in my opinion. And I'm not a huge country music star, you know, I can't say I know a ton of his music, but that did turn me off when he sort of, because I thought he was a pretty good guy up until all that stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, like all of us, it's complex, certainly to say the least. Not right. Complex when it comes to the Grammy Awards on Sunday. I watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch the entire thing, Pete Swaba, but one of the things that stuck out for me were and this is why I love the Grammys, some of these appearances. I think the Grammy Awards, for my money, is the best concert of the year.
Yeah, it really is. And how about, I mean, I don't know if you saw Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs.
I did.
Again, I don't know much about Luke Combs, but I love when there's crossover. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Luke Combs now because I love people that recognize other genres of music and just go, that's amazing. I have to remake that, whether it's an old country song or a R&B song or whatever. That performance was incredible, watching the two of them. And to show you what, it's interesting, Tracy Chapman's song Fast Car, I think made it to number 6 on the Billboard charts back when it came out in 1988. Luke Combs's version of it made it to number 2, but now, after the two of them performed, the song shot to number 1 on iTunes. So I think that's really crazy. Cool. Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite songs, too. So, and she still sounds amazing, and he just looks like a really good dude. I really enjoyed that performance. And Joni Mitchell's as well.
Yeah, those are Mr. Zomers, if you're listening, I just sent you a clip of that cut from Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman. When you got it ready, let me know. Want people to hear just a second or two of that. But you're right. I've got Tracy Chapman's album, the Fast Car album. I have that, you know, in vinyl and in one of my collection. I'm old enough, Pete, where I remember playing that on the radio at WRCO in Richland Center when
Very
it first
nice.
Came out. Here's just a little bit. Mr. Zomer says it queued up what Pete Schwab was talking about here.
Looks like it got disabled for copyright violation. Of course it did.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. I tried to find it again this morning to rewatch it before I came on your show, and it's all these. I hate when I think I'm clicking on a song and then it's some talking head from a gossip show like Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs really heating things up. It's like, stop talking. And then they play like 30 seconds of the song and then they talk again. Drives me bananas.
By the way, that was a very good impersonation of an online host.
Well, I hope to be one day.
You are already. But you're right. It's always that kind of your Hollywood voice.
It was nice to see. Actually, I think we saw more of Taylor Swift the other night than we do during NFL games, and people didn't mind it. It was fun.
How about that? She gets her 13th Grammy, announces she's releasing a new album. She gets Album of the Year, and she's going to Japan and then to the Super Bowl.
For the fourth time, she won Album of the Year. That's never been done before. And at some point, I'm going to have to break down. Roger Goodell is a Swiftie now, thanks to all the money she's bringing to the NFL. I have to break down and listen to a little more of her music because she seems like a really pretty good person. You know, no complaints there. And people flip out. Like, I remember last week there was the conspiracy theories going around. Oh, they want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, so Taylor Swift and blah, blah, blah. First of all, she's bought $332 million to the games this year. And people were complaining that they see too much of her. The average NFL broadcast is 3.5 to 4 hours. She was, and there's only 60 minutes of football, Todd. Right. They showed her for 24 seconds. And people are losing their minds. And I'm like, wow, I don't get that, you know? So anyway.
No, it's just crazy. We've talked about this show before. You know, these people that are obsessed with Taylor Swift in a bad way, you know, they ought to examine themselves in a mirror maybe before they go look at other people.
Exactly. And she's not saying, put the camera on me. She's just there to watch Travis Kelce.
Her boyfriend.
Right. It's capitalism. It's the NFL generating more money. Like, why wouldn't they?
University of Texas plays in college football and got Matthew McConaughey on the sidelines, the cowboy hat. All right. I mean, nobody complains about that when they show his mug on there.
Exactly. Or some face painter with a huge gut. You know, I don't want to see that, you know? I mean, come on. And Matthew McConaughey, if he was doing the Wooderson character from Dazed and Confused, they could show him, They should just put him on when the game gets boring, you know.
I'm looking at our studios right now, Pete Swaba. There's three face painters of big guts right now outside our window.
At least they're wearing pants.
Exactly. You can stop down, look in the window at Pete Swaba tonight from 8 until 10 in his nightlight right here in downtown Green Bay and across the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete, thank you so much for helping us out today. You're a rock star.
You got to keep that chair warm. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. That is Pete Swaba. Also, thank you to Luke Mathers earlier and Mr. Zomer. Stay tuned. We are filling in for Matt Flynn next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show coming up. Keep banging your drum.